Blog Talk Radio.
Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
This is the brand new old strange. It just today, and I had to get together and talk about it. So I'm Uncle Jack talking. I was guy, very own Portland. Paul, are you there?
Can you hear me, Jim?
Yeah. Hey.
Your audio is super choppy, brother. I don't know if that's just me or if everybody's having the same experience, but we're getting about every third or fourth word.
I'm having the same problem, too. I can barely hear you.
That's really weird.
Yeah, super hiccupy.
Well, anyways, what did you think about?
Yeah, Jim, we're getting like maybe every 15th or 20th word. We're not able to hear.
How about? No.
I just heard no, but nothing before that.
Very strange.
My IT friends always say, try logging out and logging back in again, and that should fix it. So maybe that's what's necessary. I don't know, man. If we disconnect and try reconnecting, maybe that would help. I don't know. I don't know if anybody's still on here. I can hear myself, but I can't hear anyone else. I've been in this escape pod for 7 days, and I've still not made contact with any other members of the landing party. I don't know how long I'll be drift out here in space with before somebody else is able to connect with me or send an away team to retrieve me. But
hey, Paul.
In the meantime.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, Jim.
Oh, hey, there you are.
All right. So what did you think about the opening?
I think the word chills is appropriate, man. Chills. It was great. It was really exciting. I think they managed to, up the stakes of the famous, from the motion picture, the flyby love letter of the Enterprise, right? Where it's just like we're getting all these, super close kind of delicious shots of the ship, right? And so we got something similar to here, but a lot of it's just a really great close-up look at the ship, and a love letter to the Bussard collectors. Oh my God, with such great callbacks to the rotating front of them, like we remember from particular seasons of the original series, and those little dots on the back, the lines of openings. Amazing. So really exciting and a terrific peak of all these different spatial vistas, and read with great reverence by the man himself.
Oh,
so.
Anson Mount, is he not awesome? I've only watched it about a dozen times, believe it or not. I just blown away. Absolutely blown away.
So I guess that's supposed to be the opening credits is what I understand. So, I mean, this was basically just the titles without any of the, you know, cast list or anything like that. So it doesn't have all the – we'll probably get that with more graphics in terms of all the titles of everybody, all the different, you know, cast members and producers, et cetera. So we'll probably have all that there included, so it'll look a little bit different. But, man, just looks spectacular. I mean, really –
And the music. The music was so Star Trek-y. It was perfect, I felt.
Perfect. It's got a great orchestration that gives it its own vibe. You know, it's not like it's just a retread of what we've heard previously. So it's got different, you know, different motifs that are going through there. So it's you know, such a great love letter to the original Alexander Courage theme. It's just great. But really unique in its own way, and it's just got a cool, hopeful and inspiring and kind of dramatic vibe to it. It makes you want to just jump out there and go exploring, you know, which is what the music should inspire you to want to do, what the show does. And seems like it fits, so gosh, you know, no false missteps yet. It seems like everything they've done has just been like a Swiss watch. Super exciting. This is a great treat to have them unveil here today. I can only imagine what else they might have up their sleeves between now and next week on Thursday. But, yeah, they're doing a great job.
I like the fact that they still mixed in the original music. You could still hear that Alexander Courage theme running through it, and particularly at the end, it was beautifully mixed.
Now it's really,
really
cool.
Well,
it's like, if folks have not watched this yet, I mean, it's I saw it on the Paramount Instagram was where I saw it initially here from Mr. Mount sharing that, but definitely check it out. I think you want to try to find the biggest screen you can, because your phone ain't going to do it justice. I'll tell you that. But just a sharp, vivid image. It seems like one of the things they want to make sure that they have done to distinguish themselves in terms of the way this show is being presented is a lot of bright primary colors, from the uniforms to the way the planets are depicted. I mean, definitely seems like that's a throwback to the tone and the style of the original series, but it's just great. So everything's very visually engaging. Even, you know, it's great. And it's interesting to, on the post where this first showed up from Anson Mount, he's like, kind of self-deprecatingly saying, you know, on this show, they don't really feel like Pike is the main character. They feel like the Enterprise is the main character. And these titles definitely convey that. So it's just pretty sweet, man. It's just fans have been wanting to return to the classic days of old of an exploration-driven show with a, you know, exciting cast. Man, this is about as classic as it gets. It's just amazing looking, dude. Bring it on.
The Enterprise, it looked spectacular. Absolutely spectacular on the screen. I can't wait to see it in the show. It was
yeah, it's funny because I you know, what are we going back to, like 2009, I think, when the first J.J. Abrams movie came out, right? And I remember, like, everyone was kind of like, oh my God, they've changed things, and the cells are different, and they look bigger, and it's just, oh, and I think folks eventually warmed up to it, but it was just like, you know, it looked dramatically different. You could really tell this is a different version of the Enterprise from the show, and you know, a lot of folks just, you know, immediately, you know, knocked their soup bowls over when they saw it. They were like, oh no, this is different. I can't deal with it. But this is like, I mean, it's so clearly intended to be, you know, a faithful corollary to the original series ship, but, you know, done with the greatest of care and nice little references to everything that we remember seeing from the early heydays of the show. I think in particular, like the season one Enterprise, just with the way the nacelles look and everything like that. And I mean, the way we've seen the little glimpses of the shuttlecraft with the grill on the aft section that looks like the, you know, what we're used to seeing from, like, you know, Galileo 7 and stuff like that. I mean, so we've got a bigger, more detailed, more technologically, more like the consoles and the corridors and the bridge that we're used to seeing on, like, Discovery, right? Because it's the 21st century now, and, you know, TV productions have changed a lot. But, you know, the whole vibe I get from looking at it is they're really trying to make it as faithful to, you know, I'm sorry, the vibe of the original series, right? And I know vibe is an intangible thing, but man, it doesn't seem like it's intangible the way these guys are going. They seem like they really get it. And I just want to know, how many episodes will it be before Anson Mount has his uniform tunic ripped open in a fist fight with someone, right? That's first season Kirk, right? It's just like, if that was a drinking game, you'd never be able to get up off the floor. How many times did Kirk get his, you know, uniform ripped in some kind of, you know, thing? So I wonder, will Pike have the same kind of routine uniform damage? Who's making those kind of calls?
I think he had it in his contract. I think it was written in the contract that he had to be shirtless in so many episodes.
But it just seems like they really are digging, working on this show together. Mount, just in particular, just seems like he's, you know, he's really, he puts himself up as a spokesman for the show and a spokesman for being the captain, and he does it in a really engaging way. He doesn't come across as like a narcissist or an egocentric guy. He seems like he's really trying to make sure that everybody is brought along on this journey, on everybody who is on the cast. And he's just super mindful and respectful of the fan community is the tone that he projects. If you follow him at all on social media, he's a pretty outspoken guy, but a really nice guy. And he seems like he really wants to make sure that folks are having a good experience. Seems very mindful of that and the fact that he's part of a legacy of...
Yeah, and I think the captain drives the series. If people don't like the captain or care about the captain, I don't think the series is going to work.
Yeah. You know, and it's really curious to see the angle they take with him because he's got to be a leader as a character, but he's also got to be, you know, he can't be a black and white character. He's got to be, you know, have depth and his own issues that as the audience will probably glimpse more than his crewmates might see. But it's great. He seems like they really cast this thing well, you know, and it starts at the top. You get a good leader and he's going to galvanize everybody. But the sense I get is I think people are really ready to follow this captain and crew on these adventures, and man, they gave him a heck of a great ride to steer. Enterprise looks spectacular in this preview.
It looks incredible. If you guys have not seen it, you've got to go and watch it. Like I said, I've probably watched it a dozen times already. I love the music. It invokes Star Trek to me. It just feels, it's got that Star Trek vibe. The Enterprise flying by reminds me of the opening credits of Voyager a little bit, with Voyager flying through the dust clouds and through over all the other planets and things. It's got that Star Trek vibe working really, really well.
Yeah. Good, you know, fealty to detail and just, you know, it's just that's the thing. It's just we've really missed the whole idea. It's the whole premise of the show is a show that focuses on, the dogs are going crazy.
Hold live on. Radio, you have that. David, are you there?
Sorry about that, man.
That's all right. My dog.
There you go. A little bananas at when packages come around here, but But yeah, it's super exciting, isn't it? I mean, I just really can't not wait to see what they have in store for us. It's going to be great. It's less than a week to go. That blows my mind.
I don't know what we're going to do on Thursday's show, because it seems to me like we could almost, because we're going to have to talk about Strange New World and the finale of Picard all on one show. It's going to be a long show, I think.
So we're making the assumption on Thursday then that when we do the Thursday podcast on the 5th, that's the day the show's premiered. So we're making the assumption that when we go on, everyone at least who's on the show as guests, you know, the regular Trekspert crew, will have seen the show. That's kind of where we're going for, right?
No, we're a week behind.
Oh, we're not? So, okay.
Yeah, so next week when Strange New Worlds airs, we're going to be talking about Hide and Seek, which is the episode that was on when we were doing our show yesterday. So it'll be what, the 9th or the 11th? The following week, we'll do Strange New World and the Picard finale, both in the same podcast. It's going to be a busy show.
So that'll be on the 12th. Okay. So next week, we're just going to talk about Hide and Seek.
Yep. Yeah,
got it.
We have a lot of international listeners that don't get the show until Friday.
Of course. So we want to make sure everyone's got a chance to do it and be spoiler-free and all that stuff. So,
right.
Cool.
So
got it.
That extra week so that our listeners in France and Germany and Italy aren't getting spoiled by us talking about it. So we're a week behind.
We will give nothing away in that case.
we do it for our international listeners, because we have quite a few of them, as you from our shout-outs.
Oh, yeah. We had, like, what, three fans from Germany alone last night. So really great. It's wonderful. I mean, that's always so inspiring to see that we have part of a global community of shared enthusiasms. So pretty cool. Okay, just kidding.
And that's why we do it.
You know me, I'm the noob. I have all the questions and trying to sort things out here and a million different things colliding all together. So I just want to make sure I'm clear on things and know what to do. I will, of course, have probably already watched it, but I'll be very quiet.
I intentionally avoid Picard because we talk about it on the show, and if I already watched it, then I tend to slip up because I already know what's going to happen.
Right. Hard not to do.
But there's no way that I'm not going to be able to stay away from Strange New Worlds. I'm going to have to watch it on Thursday.
Well, it's tough. A lot of times with things like this, I mean, full disclosure, big fan of all flavors of science fiction. So I watch a lot of Star Wars content as well, in addition to Star Trek. I definitely, I'm in both communities, right? And I felt I wouldn't, they're having like shows like The Mandalorian and things like that. I feel if I don't watch it right away, it's like if you're on, it's almost dangerous to go online, just because we live in a culture now where things are so quickly discussed and where it's almost like a badge of honor to spoil something online. Right. And so folks are really quick to, and secrets and things like that you call spoilers have such a short shelf life now in terms of, social media. So it's really hard to avoid it. So I would like watch these shows like right when I got up. Right. So I'm like,
well,
I don't want to miss this. And suddenly have it spoiled for me, a big reveal.
They kept Mark Hamill on The Mandalorian a secret. I knew nothing about it until I saw the show.
Yeah, I'm just glad I watched it when right away and didn't have it spoiled by somebody blowing it out on social media. So, but
I don't feel that talking about the opening credits is really spoiling anything.
Oh,
because,
not at all. No, we're not at all doing that. No, that's
Paramount
not what we're doing here today at all.
There, and to not put it out there. We're just talking about the music, the vibe, the look.
I mean, first episode, though, is what I mean. That's all I'm talking about is next Thursday. So, that's the thing we're just planning ahead. So I'm sure we'll probably have watched it when we go on, but we certainly won't discuss it. So I'll bet you can hear our vibe and our voice on the fence, because we're all going to.
I got to tell you something, Paul. I fell in love with Anson Mount in season 2 of Discovery. I just this man became my favorite captain right when I saw him on Discovery, and the way they handled it and the way they they transition from him to the cage to Jeffrey Hunter. They kind of had that black and white fade out into him. I loved it. I thought they did it beautifully. And from I was like, this guy is my captain. And when I found out he was getting his own show, I've been waiting patiently, chomping at the bit. And now it's a week away.
Yeah, I know.
It's
wild.
Waiting for Santa Claus.
There's a lot going on, man. There's all kinds of good stuff happening in the science fiction community right now. It's a watershed era. It's getting crazy. So a lot of things opening, a lot of new shows, new movie content. So it's going to be really, really cool. So pretty excited for this. And then what's crazy is I'm not always great with my numbers and my dates, which is why I tend to ask way too many questions all the time. But what's wild is we are going to be able to enjoy episodes of Strange New World all the way through July 7th. That's when the first season finale is, a 10th episode. So we got that's taking us all the way past. I mean, it's not even May yet, right? And we're going to be watching this show all the way up through after July 4th. So pretty crazy. There's all kinds of good Star Trek in the months ahead.
And Lower Decks starts that same week, I believe. It leads, or is it Prodigy? I haven't checked the schedule.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I have not been successful at watching much Lower Decks. Let's just say that. Prodigy, I've been more successful with, but Lower Decks, I have yet to. We're still circling each other. Have yet to make the mind meld connection.
Well, I started watching The Man Who Fell to Earth, which is on Showtime. Kate Mulgrew is in it as well. I started watched episode one last night. And that's an interesting show.
I remember the old Bowie movie, man. That was amazing. That's going way
it's
back.
It's very interesting. But this, Strange New World, I'm really excited for it. I think it's going to be great. Based on, like you said on the podcast last night, they're teasing just enough to really pique your interest and make you really want to watch it, but they haven't really told you anything.
Those character intros they did for a while where they were popping out one a week, you know, where you'd get like, you know, just they were super, super short. It's like 30 seconds to introduce each person, right? The Andorian, the security person, the Dr. Mbenga. I mean, that was just really savvy marketing because it just got a little tiny taste, just enough to wet your beak, and there you go. And but nothing, you know, ridiculous being spoiled and stuff like that. So it was very, very well done. I think that they, again, it seems like it's all being orchestrated with a lot of reverence for the fans, and they probably have, you know, I mean, I think fans lately have been pretty open. I know I have been about the fact that, like, you know, even with stuff like our movie trailers, right? With you know, too often they show you the whole movie. I mean, it's a cliche at this point, right? They show us the whole movie. So, and it's just like too much. And I think that hopefully savvy producers have got a sense now. It's just like, let's just hold back a little bit, right? And the fans don't want to see everything, really. They're going to have a way more impactful experience if they don't know everything. I mean, I think the last Spider-Man movie proved that. That had some massive surprises in there that were not even intimated in the marketing, right? And then when it came out, people were thrilled because they're going to have that experience of discovering something collectively together as an audience. And that's a powerful thing. And so I hope that it definitely seems to be from the perspective that producers of this show are going for. So I think I'm just really hoping that they have super, 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 super good scripts. That's if the scripts are as good as the marketing, oh my God, I don't know if my heart can stand it.
From what we've seen so far, I would have to say yes. And they've had Discovery to learn from. They had the Short Treks to watch. They've learned from Picard. They have Lower Decks. They have Prodigy. They have a lot to draw from. So I think it's going to be everything we expect, and probably more.
Well, we'll know soon enough, my friend.
I want to see some Klingons. I'm dying for some Klingons. My Batleth is lonely.
And we don't even know exactly what kind of Klingons we're going to get on this show. So it's going to be interesting to see. You know, we've had a whole spectrum of different...
Are they going to be the TOS Klingons with just with shoe polish on their face? Or what is it, you know?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get that somehow, but we'll see. My spider sense says more like next gen for a little bit of fealty there, but I doubt they'll be like what we saw in first season of Discovery. That was, again, kind of another divisive design choice there that kind of freaked people out. So they seem like they really know what they're doing on here, and so I'll be curious to see. But
absolutely.
Know, great Discovery.
So I really enjoyed the music. I thought the themes and Miles' reading of the Star Trek eulogy, I don't know what you call it, was just spot on. The ship, the details of the ship, the angles of the ship were just wow. And I give it an A-plus all the way around.
I know. It's pretty sweet, man. So definitely check it out on your big screen and enjoy that. I think we're going to be treated to all kinds of big surprises in the weeks to come. So looking forward to it. It should be great. And that was a nice thing for them to send out on a Friday as a surprise.
Absolutely.
But my,
we are going to be with you live on Monday night. We're going to be talking about Assignment Earth from the original series. Paul, myself, Eric, and David. Charles won't be joining us. It'll just be us. And we'll be back on Thursday night for Trek Talk and to talk about the episode Hide and Seek, which aired yesterday. So we wanted to bring this to you, just a little quick Trek review. And I'm your most excellent host, Uncle Jim. And thank you so much for joining us tonight, Paul. And also, thank you to David, who's listening. He's out walking around Portland somewhere. So thank you for listening to us, and thank you for joining me on short notice, Paul. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure, man. When enthusiasm bubbles up, you got to grab it, right? Grab lightning and...
I just wanted to get it out there to the fans and let them know that we saw it and we loved it.
So, yeah, and I think everyone's going to love it, too. So check it out, fans. And as always, thank you so much for listening to us and sharing all of our mutual enthusiasm. It's wonderful to be in the community with you.
And I apologize for the mix-up at the start of the show, but I literally together in, what, 6 minutes, maybe?
Jim's like, who can get on the air?
Can I get it on the air that quick? And we had a little bit of technical difficulties, but this is live. And when you're live, you have that. So I apologize for that. But anyways, thank you so much. And I got to let Paul go. And I got to go get my dog because she's barking right now. And we will see you guys Monday night live at 7:30. Hailing frequencies are closed. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Let's see what's out there. Engage.